Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 8th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we probably need to go over our scripture memory verse. It is Luke chapter 24, verse 27, and it says this, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Maybe we break this down into three parts. I'm going to say it and you repeat it after me. "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." We remember that this was on the Emmaus Road where Jesus explains to the disciples that everything in Scripture is pointing to him. And so as we read God's Word together today, we are doing so not just for information, but for transformation and for an opportunity to worship Jesus as the glorified King. Our passages today are Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 17, which is about the Pharisee and the tax collector, and Jesus and the little children. Then we'll move over to the Gospel of Mark. We are making our way through Mark. Do you remember how many chapters there are? 16, and we're in chapter 12, verses 13 through 27. And this passage is about paying the imperial tax to Caesar and marriage at the resurrection. Is there marriage at the resurrection? Well, let's read and find out. Then Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35, which talks about wisdom's reward. Let's begin with Luke 18, verse 9. "To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.' But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.' I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Before we move on, let's just recap. Two men go to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. Do you remember how the Pharisee prayed? With self-righteousness. "God, thank you that I'm not like other people. And here's all the things that I do to get it right. Oh Lord, help us not to be like the Pharisees who were so proud of their religious observance, but their hearts were so wicked. Instead, help us, Lord, to be like the tax collector." Do you remember what he did? He wouldn't even look up towards heaven. There was a certain sense of awe and reverence. He beat his breast. He knew the depths of his sin. And he said 7 words. "God," I don't know if it's 7 words actually in the Greek, but in English it's 7 words. "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I want us to end the podcast today, after we read the other passages, with a prayer that has these very words in it. one of repentance and one that reminds us that we are sinners in need of a Savior. Now, we need to talk about the other part of this passage as well. It said people were bringing babies to Jesus. That's such a wonderful thought, even when we do dedications in worship, that we might imagine us bringing this child to Jesus for him to bless them. And anytime I'm trying to bless someone or hug them, I try to put a little cross on their back. It's just a symbol. It doesn't have any magical meaning. It just reminds me that that person belongs to God. They are sacred in his sight and holy and made in his image. And so today, I put a little cross on you somewhere and just remind you that you are God's child and he wants you to come to him. Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 27. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to try to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. But you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay it or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" he asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought the coin and he asked them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's." And they were amazed at him. Then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. "Teacher," they said, "Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married and died without leaving any children. The second one married the widow, but he also died, leaving no child. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the seven left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her?" Jesus replied, "Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the burning bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken.'" In this passage, two groups of people try to trick Jesus into saying something. First, the Pharisees and the Herodians want to catch him in his words about taxes. And Jesus sees right through their hypocrisy. What I find so interesting about this is they used flattery with Jesus. And this is a warning for us not to flatter others, to be, yes, very liberal in our compliments and in our affirmation of people, but not to flatter in order to trick or to get our own way. And then the Sadducees come to him, and they are sad. You know I had to say it, because they do not believe in the resurrection. And they go through this long progression of story and ultimately ask Jesus, "Well, who is the woman going to be married to in the resurrection?" But you see, the irony here is they do not even believe in the resurrection. And Jesus reminds them of two things that we need to be mindful of as well. knowing the scriptures and knowing the power of God. Lord, that's why we are here. We want to know your scriptures. And within the scriptures, we come not for information alone, but to know you and your character and your power. We better move on to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. This is wisdom talking to us. For those who find me, wisdom, find life. But we could also put Jesus there because we know that all of Scripture is pointing to him. For those who find Jesus, find life and receive favor from the Lord. This reminds me of the passage in John that Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Will you pray with me using the general confession from the Book of Common Prayer? Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no help in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent. According to your promises declared to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of your holy name. Amen.